The federal government is speeding up the environmental review process for a new rail tunnel under the Hudson River. WNYC's Kate Hines says when it comes to conveying the urgency of the project, officials are finding it tough to find a balance between alarming the public and gaining its support.
The existing tunnels, owned by Amtrak, heavily used by New Jersey Transit, are in bad shape. How bad? Senator Charles Schumer says it's dire.
They're over 100 years old. If they're to collapse, they could collapse at any time.
Well, not that he wants to scare anyone.
I didn't say they're going to collapse any moment. I said they could collapse at any time. We just don't know.
It's not like you should stop taking Amtrak or New Jersey Transit.
I don't mean the tunnels are going to collapse. Fail is a better word.
And good thing it's not going to collapse, because building a new one will take years and about $23 billion. The federal government will expedite the review process. That means permits that could have taken 6 years will now only take two. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says it took a while to get into this situation, so getting out will take some time.
We cannot starve our infrastructure and expect it to perform, nor can we make $23 billion appear overnight.
Another key component is making it resilient from the whims of politicians. Remember how New Jersey Governor Chris Christie canceled a previous tunnel? Anthony Coscia is the chairman of Amtrak. He says that's not happening with this one.
We are doing it. We turn the hourglass over. We're building this project. There is no turning back. And we don't believe that there's anyone who views there should be a turning back.
Officials say construction on the new tunnel should begin in 2019. For WNYC, I'm Kate Hines.